Good morning. Well, morning anyway. It's overcast and rainy. It's a weird morning. It's not cold. It will be tomorrow, but you know, whatever. Joining us in studio, I've got Scambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. Did you feel personally attacked by that? Because we had a promo.
No, I heard the Grinch stuff. I thought it was because of my green outfit.
We had a promo running that had the Grinch music, you know, which has been stuck in my head since yesterday for whatever reason. And you're wearing green and... You know, you looked like, is that for me?
The Grinch has made probably one of the greater comebacks. You know, he was a bad guy. And
yes.
Now he's
despicable.
He's a good guy. Now he's one of the best sellers.
Now he's the hero.
Christmas.
Yeah, he's the villain everybody wants to love.
Exactly.
Yeah. A lot of women probably want to date him.
Baby Grinch. There's all kinds of stuff.
Right. Oh, man. We got a lot to talk about. Let's talk about this. There was a shooting at the Pine Forest McDonald's or near the Pine Forest McDonald's. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it took place on the property of McDonald's.
Okay.
I don't think anything to do
inside.
With McDonald's. No,
yeah,
no.
Right. It just happened to be there. Right.
The details are sketchy, as I'm prone to say.
First time ever.
Yeah. But someone gets shot in the leg and they limp themselves across the street to the ER, which happens to be over there. So
sort
we
of
get
convenient.
There. Yeah, it's convenient. Yeah.
And then what?
Unfortunate. The non-life-threatening injuries. We talked to the victim who was... You know, we're trying to piece together exactly what happened, but we do have a suspect in this case, and we're probably being putting in for an affidavit or a warrant for him here today. So we should have the name, and we get that we'll get that information out today.
Okay, so drug related feud, people in bad
it was actually
moods.
On Blue Angel, by the way, it was on.
Oh, on Blue Angel, not on. Yeah. Thank you. What did I say?
Something. Pine Forest.
Pine Forest. Thank you. I mean, self defense. We don't know. Still kind of.
No, again, all I can say is the details are sketchy.
Okay.
And people that are listening know when I say details are sketchy, it means the person that got shot ain't we don't believe.
This wasn't an angel
all of
and
what
a bad
they're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the accounts you're getting are not.
Yeah, it's not random. It's not over, you know, McNuggets or anything like that.
Wait.
That I'm aware of, to be honest. Why would you hide that fact?
Yeah, I know. We also had another shooting, sort of similar, although this one didn't happen to be over McNuggets either. And a McDonald's, in Montclair on Florell Way yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, Florell Way. I got this overnight. A guy reported that he was had been shot by another guy. He and another guy were in an argument or a disturbance of some sort out in the driveway. And then witnesses heard a shot, and then the victim ended up running from the scene. We did do a canine track, but we were unable to locate the bad guy. The details are sketchy.
I'm noticing a theme.
Yeah, as what was what we'll tell you. So
and this person did not show up at the ER.
This person did well. Does not show up at, and certainly not that ER. I don't know what ER they showed up at. I'm certain that they got some sort of. Attention for a gunshot wound.
And this was also a leg wound, right?
This is also a leg wound. So I don't know if they're intentionally shooting at the legs.
I was going to say, I mean, you know, you all say you can't shoot at somebody's legs. You know, you got to go center mass. Looks like these sketchy characters are able to pull off the leg shot.
Details are sketchy. Details, Andrew, are sketchy.
The look of... I don't know. It's somewhere between contempt and smirking that I'm getting from you right now is my favorite. It's the
you
best
typically
ever.
Get that from me.
Dude, it's excellent. In Century, I think, is where this took place. You had a traffic stop that led to a meth bust and a meth bust and a meth bust and more meth. And, like, meth just kept coming out of this woman's clothing and body and God knows what else.
Yeah, and then try smuggling more meth. So we stopped a 52-year-old woman. I arrested her on multiple drug charges after we caught her with methamphetamine Sunday during a traffic stop. On the arrest report, of course, it says that we charged her with all those things, took her into custody after we pulled over her Jeep. She was driving for mismatched tags, which you can't do that. You got to have the right tag on the proper vehicle. During a search, we found a couple of plastic bags containing 5 grams of methamphetamines under the passenger seat where Parker was sitting. She was, transported to the county jail. During a search at the jail, corrections officers found 3 more plastic bags containing hidden meth in Parker's pants, according to the report. Total weight, 28 grams, which is a pretty good amount of methamphetamines. An estimated 5 grams lost on the jail floor and backseat of the car. So A lot of methamphetamines.
She was like walking warehouse, like a walking pharmacy or something here. Well, baggy here, baggy there, more baggies there.
Yeah, it sounds actually like she was a passenger in the car, I guess, but it was found under the seat. So, it's hard when you go into the jail and they find methamphetamines in your pants. It's hard to say I didn't have anything to do with any of it.
I'm just holding it for a friend.
This ain't my pants.
These aren't my pants. So I'm reluctant to bring up this subject, but it has kind of come to light in from an unexpected direction. You and I had talked a little bit off the air before the election because we have these concealed carry laws, right? And one of the places where it is prohibited to conceal carry is a polling place.
Right.
And that's a problem for me because I think you should be confident, safe, and secure when you go to the polling place that if something happens, God forbid, you can defend yourself and other people if somebody shows up and tries to do something bad. Because that has happened. There was actually a case where somebody went and tried to, had a plan to shoot up a polling place and we're like, oh, this is bad. In Florida, it's prohibited to carry a gun at a polling place. Something which can be changed.
Right.
You're obviously not going to station sheriff's deputies at every polling place. There's too many polling places. It'd be too expensive, prohibitive, whatever. Well, so I had actually suggested to one of our legislators that, we look into changing that. Well, Joel Rudman, not the person I suggested it to, has filed a bill allowing open carry, getting rid of red flag laws, and buried kind of in and amongst the other elements of that law proposed. And, of course, he's leaving office. This is a political stunt. It's not going to get passed. I mean, all of that. But just as a matter of talking about it, we're now 2 years out from the next election. Let's see this happen. I guess we got the primary coming up, whatever. Would you like to see that? Like, to allow polling places to be a place where people can conceal carry? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that does make sense to me, that you can take out that prohibition on conceal carry at a polling place. Again, we have crazy people out there, and crazy people make threats. And during elections, we receive threats, and we're aware of threats that I'm going to stop that election. And where do they target? Polling places. They target elections because they think that, A, something's stolen, something's not stolen, that something's not done right, and everyone's to blame. So there are some threats to those polling places. So I take off my sheriff uniform for a second, and I'm thinking I would like to have a concealed carry weapon at a polling place, just
right,
like I would at a grocery store.
Right.
So I think that I would support removing that prohibition on now still concealed carry, but
we'll talk about the open carry in a second. Yeah, but no, it strikes me as particularly weird that if you wanted to protect yourself at a polling place, you'd have to violate the law, which would be a felony, which would mean you'd lose the ability to vote.
Yeah, I'm not sure what their rationale was when they decided to add all, because you add a piece to the legislation, add a piece of legislation, and then we all come, okay, I can live with that if you can live with this. What? I'm not sure what they were thinking with regards to that. I can see a judicial building. I can see, a bar where alcohol is served.
Of course.
You got different things. I'm not sure why a polling place made it.
Yeah, especially because, the exercise of democracy is kind of like core freedoms, right? And
exactly.
Second Amendment makes sense there. Open carry, something that perennially comes up. Again, this is clearly a campaign stunt that Joel Rudman is trying to get this, out in the open. Like, he's a pro-gun guy, and so in his run for Congress, right? But still, the issue, open carry. I know you are a big supporter of concealed carry. We now have permitless concealed carry in the state of Florida. As long as you're eligible for a permit, you're allowed to conceal carry without one. Open carry, I've lived in states where we had it. It was, no big deal to me, but your thoughts?
I'm not a fan at this point. I'd have to read the legislation if it ever gets to that level. I know that we've had many conversations about it at the Florida Sheriff's Association. Sheriffs all gather together and talk about it, and almost none of them are for open carry.
Interesting. But they all support concealed carry.
Almost all of them, not all of them, but almost all of them support concealed carry. I don't understand why you can't get what you want with a concealed carry. I don't know why you have to show off your gun on the outside. I just don't. And allow someone else to be able to grab that gun and take it from you.
For me, it's a matter of convenience and deterrence, frankly. And it's more of a matter, I would think, that people can make the choice. Do they want to conceal or do they want to open carry? Because like I said, I've lived places and it's weird for a little while and then you just get used to it.
I was on vacation a couple years ago, and I noticed someone was carrying an open. I took a double take.
Right.
And again, it's you have to understand who you're talking about. You're not just talking about preachers that are going to be open carry. You can talk with a lot of people. And I just don't know what the need is for that. I agree with you with the convenience, but I'm not there yet.
I got you.
I'd have to read it, and there might be some ways that I can get there.
Red flag laws, another part that's targeted in this, again, stunt legislation. But do you find the red flag law useful?
I'm not a fan of government taking someone's guns. I am not a fan of that. But I the things that we have seen, the things that we encounter out there on in the street, is that there are people that have what I'll call bona fide mental health problems. And they have either made threats. These red flag laws, what to do is they provide an avenue for a law enforcement agency to petition a judge to take weapons for a certain period of time. There are hearings. There are rehearings. There are all these protections and safeguards. It's not like we can just decide we're going to take their gun and keep them. That's not what it is. But what it does do is it provides an avenue where if someone has made threats, someone is a bona fide danger, they are under, they have some sort of a breakdown, that they can't just get their gun right away. They'll have to just petition the judge to get those guns back. We very, very rarely use the red flag laws. And when we do petition a judge for the seizure or the continued holding of a weapon, it is vetted very, very strenuously.
How many times since Parkland?
I'd probably
in Escambia County.
Probably 15 times, I'd
okay.
say.
Okay, so
in the
really
years
rare.
This happened. Yeah.
Okay.
And again, it's not just that we have to do. That we say, okay, we're going to keep it. What we do is we go before a judge, and that judge determines whether they keep the guns or get the guns, or for how long. The judge has a lot of leeway in what they do with these weapons. We don't want their weapons. We don't want your guns. We're not keeping them. We're not using them. We're not doing anything like that. It's just there is such a – you've seen a lot of these after the fact type of critiques on Parkland.
Should have known.
Right.
This
guy was crazy. This guy was making threats, and you just did nothing. You did nothing. Well, we are doing something if we have this knowledge, this information. If the guy that shot the CEO up there, if he had been online making threats and law enforcement had contacted him, and they think, oh, you know what, this guy is a danger to people, or the terrorist at Pensacola NAS, and we did nothing, then people would wonder, why did you let him go with those guns? He was clearly unstable. Well, this does give us an avenue to address those things. And it's not just up to law enforcement. It is up to a judge.
Very good. Last thing is it's Christmas coming up soon. Shop with a cop?
Shop with a cop, December the 20th. The names have been filled. We've been working with the school district and with the teachers providing us names because they have a pretty good understanding of some of the needs.
For people who just don't know, like they've never heard of this, maybe they're new to town or something, what is it?
Well, Shop a Cop with a Cot is our way of having Christmas for people that may not have the Christmas that we all imagine in our heads. And Ken Simmons runs the Shop with a Cop program and has for 15, 16 years at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Basically, and it's evolved, but basically we go – we used to go with the kids and shop for what they want through a retail store or a Walmart or Target. But now what we'll do is we'll go and shop. We get a list of what they want. We shop for them, and they come to the sheriff's office. We decorate our big training room down there in what we call Winter Wonderland. And then they will come up there, and we have so many great sponsors. The Escambia County Sheriff Foundation basically puts it on because the donations run through the foundation. And then all of our sponsors are on the banner, and they show up. And again, to see the kids' faces, there's food we give to them. Actually, I think Walmart gives them a little gift bag as well. So it's really a cool thing. And we'll end up doing it to probably 35 kids in our area. And it's our way of giving back. It's our way of caring about our community and showing that we want to be a part of the community. We want to be a part of making our community better.
I remember when it was done at the Walmart across the street, and, it was like controlled crazy chaos.
Yeah, we'd march over there.
Emphasis on the crazy rather than on the controlled. But it was fun. And, of course, it actually makes more sense to do it this way. I haven't had a chance to watch. I've seen some of the photos and stuff.
Right.
But I just think it's a wonderful thing, a bit of outreach and all that kind of community policing engagement, touch a truck, touch a cop, be around, just, kind of familiarize and not be so separated from people. And just doing a nice thing at Christmas, obviously doing a nice thing. It's great.
It's again.
It's got to be like the best thing you guys do, the most satisfying thing you do.
And a lot of times, the most satisfying things are the things that that take the most coordination, the most work. And it is. But so, if anyone wants to give, they certainly can. They can contact the foundation to give. We pretty much have it set for this year. But what we do is we continue to raise money throughout the year so that we can have this. Everyone wants to give during Christmas, but we can take donations throughout the year.
Very good. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you do for the community and keeping us safe and keeping us informed, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.